This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The recent revelation of a Chinese spy involved with a member of Congress has been a vivid reminder that China has been using various ways to gather intelligence. They not only use actual spies, but gather intelligence from students, tourists, and businessmen. This thousand grains of sand approach gathers what might seem to be inconsequential bits of information that they can then put together with other information to gain a full picture of what is happening in this country. When we think of spying, we often think of the Red Sparrow approach that has been used by the Soviet Union. A female intelligence operative gains the trust of a political leader, then puts him in a compromising sexual relationship. This is then used for blackmail in an effort to collect critical information. The Chinese method is different. Their honeypot method is to gain information simply by developing a trusting relationship. This relationship might develop long before the target has much political influence. He may merely be a city council member, but today's mayors and city council members are tomorrow's members of Congress and presidential candidates. The Chinese also use students in this country. According to the Chinese National Intelligence Law, every Chinese national is required to provide information to the Chinese Communist Party and be interviewed by consulate officials. China also has established Confucius Institutes on many university campuses. They are supposed to be providing college students with greater awareness of China and teaching Chinese languages. They provide a base of operation for Chinese spies who can collect research material and military secrets. And the Chinese consulates in this country are also used as a base of operation for Chinese spies. All of this is why our government must address this growing problem of Chinese spying. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.